last weekend was the night of nights for Sydney's African community. It was the African Cultural and Dinner Night. They had three main speakers at the function. The first was Miss Anne Stanley, the federal member for Warriwa, who deputized for opposition leader Bill Shorten. Second was the ambassador of Morocco, His Excellency Karim Medrick. And third was Professor William Odita Tano Modi, who is director of Neonatal and Prenatal Clinical Trials Center at the University of Sydney. So we thought we'll give you a little bit of what really went on there, a minute or two of the address of each of the three main speakers at the function. First, let's listen to a bit of the message from opposition leader Bill Shorten, read for him by the member for Warriwa, Anne Stanley.
In Australia, we do not just tolerate diversity, we celebrate it. We give thanks today and every day to all of those who come across the seas to call this land home. The Australian Labor Party recognises the valuable contribution that you make to our diverse society. Your efforts are critical in building a strong, multicultural nation. The greatness of modern Australia has come from the learning of our different faiths and cultures. The more we learn, the more we see our similarities are greater than our differences. The contributions of Australians with African heritage is no exception. I trust everyone will have another successful celebration. Yours sincerely, Bill Shorten, Leader of the Opposition.
Yeah, that was a message from opposition leader Bill Shorten to the African community in New South Wales as they marked Africa Culture and Dinner Night on the weekend. So next in line was the ambassador of Morocco, Karim Medrick, who was also a guest speaker. He has a few words to give us.
Today, Africa is more and more regarded as the continent of the economic opportunities and the future of the world economy. The continent is richly gifted with vast natural resources and provide countless opportunities for investment in field of agriculture, housing, finance, telecommunication. For nearly two decades now, Africa has experienced a strong and steady growth, showing remarkable resilience while facing the global financial crisis. In fact, more than two-thirds of the countries have impressively surpassed 10 or more years of continuous growth.
That was Morocco's ambassador to Australia, who was one of the speakers at the event on the night, African Cultural and Dinner Night. And then the third speaker was Professor William Odita Tano Modi, the director of Neonatal and Prenatal Clinical Trials Center at the University of Sydney. He gave us this address basically about medical trials, and I thought it was quite a very good one, except that unfortunately the audio was not very perfect. But here it goes.
I want to leave you with the idea that randomized clinical trials are incredibly valuable, important resource that we all need to know more about. And particularly Africa needs to do its own randomized clinical trials. Needs to be embedded in healthcare so that Africa can benefit from the incredible utility and advances that are possible by doing randomized clinical trials. And they're not just about life and death. I'd like to tell you about another trial that I've been involved with. It's called Family Integrated Care. Having a premature baby in a neonatal unit is extremely stressful. What's been happening is that instead of nurses and doctors doing everything for the baby, people have been training the parents to be the first line caregiver. So the doctors and nurses step back and they teach the parents how to give the medicines, how to look after the baby. And what they found in a randomized controlled trial of what's called family integrated care is that the babies whose parents are looking after them first line at the bedside gain more weight, they have less infection, and they are more successful at breastfeeding and going home integrated with their family, and there's less stress and anxiety when they do go home. Randomized trials can improve every aspect of the care that we give, and we need to have a public awakening about the benefits of randomized trials, so that one of the first questions I recommend you ask whenever you see a doctor is, Are there any randomized clinical trials that I or my child can take part in?
That was Professor William Tanumoji of the University of Sydney. And his advice, he says, whenever you see a doctor, just ask him or her whether there are any clinical trials, randomized clinical trials that your child can participate in, because he says there are huge, huge benefits and we should never miss that.